March 2nd, 2023, Avcast 414, episode 414. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Michigan morgue employee broke into dead people's homes. Police. Because you know if he has no problem stealing from a dead person's home, he has no problem stealing off a dead person's body. Ew. Always on time. Dead man's watch. Dressed to the nines. Dead man's Jordans. A Michigan morgue employee used this position to burglarize a home belonging to a recently deceased person. Police said police in Huron Township were called to a home for a reported break-in on February 15th and arrested two men, Carnell Franklin Smith and Benjamin Pierce, both from Detroit. Fox Detroit reported the responding officers knew the items the pair were caught with were stolen because the home was familiar to them. Police said, "We recognized that it was the house we were at the day before for a death investigation," Police Chief Everett Robbins said. Here's what I don't understand. If the police were just there the day before conducting an investigation, you don't know if they've even concluded the investigation. What's the rush? It's not like the person that owns the house is coming back anytime soon anyway. The day before, on Valentine's Day, officers were at the home in the Huron Estates Mobile Home Park for a natural cause death. Franklin Smith allegedly told police he was at the home on the day of the death as well. He works for a company that subcontracts with the Wayne County Morgue, Robbins said. That company he is subcontracted to comes in and respectfully, no, not respectfully at all, removes someone who was deceased and transports them to the Wayne County Morgue. How many of you think he was stealing off the dead bodies while he was taking them to the morgue? Terrible. This is a mobile home park, so everyone lives fairly close together. What made him think that people wouldn't notice him messing around in there when the only person that's ever there is dead now? What more crime of opportunity to be able to have access to a home, know the resident is deceased, interview and talk to the family, and ultimately be able to scope out inside the residence? These people are scumbags. To see what you want to come and take the next day, he said. What type of disgusting human being does someone have to be to look a grieving family member in the face and at the same time look to steal something that they might want to keep as a memento, as a memory of their loved one? Steal the coins for the ferryman right off of a dead man's eyes. Both suspects allegedly told investigators they owned a business called No Evidence, really, and that they just make that up right on the spot. Nobody's going to go for that. And that they were at the home to clean it, despite not having cleaning supplies. You would think this would be one of the things that the county would take care of in-house. Oh, no. See, this is what happens when you outsource. And don't vet the subcontractors. Now you've hired a bunch of grave robbers. They both face home invasion and weapons charges. They have been released on bond. Next up. Oh, it's a love story. Florida woman fatally shot her husband after she caught him with his mistress, police say. Cupid comes to visit, but he does not stay, does he? That didn't take long at all. A Florida woman is accused of fatally shooting her husband after she caught him rendezvousing. I would have said canoodling, but okay, with his mistress in a tow lot, authorities said. Gladys Brandegill, 42, phoned 911 to report she shot her husband, 44-year-old William Gill Paredes, in the lot north of Orlando, and Orange County Sheriff's Office affidavit states the Orlando Sentinel reported. Oh, there is nothing more wholesome than a spouse that loves you so much they'd rather set you free than see you walk down the path of the heathen. Gil Paredes was pronounced dead at the scene. In a police interview, Brenda Gill allegedly explained to investigators that her husband had been cheating on her, and when he failed to return home from work, she went to the lot. He could have been hurt somewhere, anything, where she said she discovered him with his mistress. Oh, then there's that. The affidavit states Brenda Gill told detectives her husband drove away from the lot but came back and insisted that it was not what it appeared to be, according to the document. If only he knew what was in store for him, he would have kept on driving. No, but in these cases, you can't put too much in what one person is saying because the other side of the story is dead. Brenda Gill said she and her husband then had a three-hour conversation. He's really trying to make it work. But claimed he became enraged when she confronted him about her belief the mistress had been cashing his paychecks. The affidavit states, oh no, I think it's safe to say that cheating alone would be a deal breaker, but to find out this guy is cheating and giving the other girl money, that gotta be a Kill Bill moment. Your cheating ass been giving this woman money, and meanwhile I ain't had my hair did, nails did, nothing getting did. As the couple's argument escalated, Brenda Gill alleged Gil Paredes smashed her head into the cinder block wall and then held a gun to her neck and threatened her, but he backed off when she began to cry. Sheesh. The affidavit states Brenda Gill allegedly confessed she went to her vehicle and after 20 minutes exited with the handgun and shot her husband multiple times. That's premeditated murder. Whenever you're in an escalated situation and you have a chance to get away or get away and contact the authorities in any case, but instead you return for some form of retaliation, it's going to be premeditated now. After the deadly incident, the affidavit states, Brenda Gill drove to the home she and the victim shared, apologized to their children, and gave cashier's checks worth $16,000 to her daughter, and then returned to the scene of the crime. It seems like she was calm and back in control almost immediately after shooting this guy. So what has me curious, the question is, did it have to go down like this? Did she come prepared to shoot this guy? Or was it the straw that broke the camel's back? Like, you've been cheating on me, you've been giving this woman money, now you allegedly put your hands on me too? Nah, that's too much. What do you think? Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.